All right, so today is our first class. This is so exciting. I cannot believe we're on our fourth series already. It's Wednesday, December 16th. The year has flown by amazingly. I cannot even believe it. And this is the first class of the 8-week series of Manifesting New Realities. So I want to welcome all of you. And for those of you who have never been on a class setting like this before with me, I just wanted to explain the flow of how this class is going to work. So basically, I'm just going to give the rundown of the energies, what I see taking place, get into some of the teachings for the creator states that we've been working in, because those creator states from the last three series that we've done since I think the end of April or the beginning of May are leading us up to this new series, which is all about manifestation. So this is really exciting. And because I had a huge activation this weekend, which lasted until really yesterday is when I started to feel better and come back, I actually sat down and I wrote pages and pages and pages and pages. And if you watch the video that I'm going to post tomorrow, because I made it today, and you'll see I'm in the same pink sweatshirt that I'm in, you'll see that right from the get-go of the minute that I get on video, my higher self kicks in and it's like I'm a mile a minute talking. So the speed is when my higher self takes over and it just like, it just gives you the rundown. So if I sound like I'm speeding, it's not me, it's that. And then at the end of the video, if you really watch, you'll see at the very end of the video when I'm checking out and I'm saying goodbye, I'll see you guys soon, you'll see all of a sudden I drop back into me again. And I'm really slow and I slowed down and I'm talking like this and it's real slow. So it'll be interesting for you all to watch, to see, to catch those moments, because when higher self kicks in, it's like on overdrive. And that's kind of how it is with this class too, right? So you all get a replay. If you have to leave for any reason, please do so. Do not feel bad. There's a vast majority of this class that doesn't even make the live class for this live gathering. They only listen to the replay. That's perfectly all right. Whatever transmissions and downloads are coming through, it will be on the recording, so you'll get the benefit of that, and you can listen to the recording over and over and over again, and I guarantee you, you will hear something you didn't hear before. As a matter of fact, I recommend it because that's how I elevated to where I am. Every time I worked with one of my mentors, I would take the replay that they offered, and I would just marinate in that replay, and I would make notes and do all kinds of things to get to the place where I am now. So, as always, I have plenty of time for questions. So if something comes up and I'm in the middle of explaining something or teaching something and you have a question, you can either pop it in the chat below, or you can, you know, wait till I'm done. And then I usually say, does that make sense? Does anybody have any questions? And then just, you know, come on and dialogue with me if you feel comfortable doing that. Otherwise, you can put your questions in the chat because I do check them throughout the whole class and answer all the questions that are in there. Okay. So welcome everybody. So excited to be here. So much intense energy taking place. It's like, wow. Something that came through just before I got on the call with you guys. And this is really like, I know I've put this out there so many times, but I don't think people really understand or get the work, you know, when we're supposed to be in the work in the moment, in each moment, and not waiting for something to happen. Okay. And so as I was getting myself together, because as you can see, I'm, for those of you new, I'm in my bedroom because my friend who shares the house, she just got home from work. So I do these classes from my bedroom. This way I don't have to send her to her room and she can just enjoy the house and I'm in my room. So when I was sitting here writing everything, hi Bob, thanks for joining us. when I was writing up everything, I kept hearing them saying, talk about not waiting till the 21st. And I'm like, I have done that many, many times. And they're like, yes, but that really needs to be reinforced because there's so much going on out there that people are really focusing and pushing on December 21st as a key date. And we can't wait for December 21st to do any of the work that we need to do now, because every time we set ourselves in the mode of, oh, I'm going to wait for like December 21st, right? Or I'm going to wait for the next full moon, or I'm going to wait for this. What ends up happening is we're actually pushing that energy further away from us. We're creating a barrier, okay? Because it's almost as if we're like shutting ourselves down and not being in free flow with the energies. So if you know that, you know, a date is coming up or something significant like this planetary alignment that's coming up, right? As a lot of people are focused on it. But if you know this situation is happening, this occurrence is happening, and it's really going to be, you know, something that is going to be impactful for all of us and up-leveling and shifting. Don't wait for it. Work with the energies presenting now, because guess what? These energies are the stream of consciousness that's bringing us to that date, right? So these energies are the energies right now that are building and building and building and building and building to get us to the energy at the 21st. If we had today as a regular day and every other day is a regular day, and then the 21st came and the universe said, here's all the energy, right? Do you know what would happen? Our bodies would go psh, and explode, because our bodies couldn't handle that kind of energy. We're talking about massive light frequencies, okay? So please don't wait. Be in the work now. Tonight, what I did for you is I put together an outline, because I know that there's some that are really still having a hard time with a lot of the concepts of being present and tuning in and all of that. And how do we stay out of victimhood mentality? How do we stay out of negativity? How do we stay out of the scenario playing out in the government? How do we stay out of what's playing in our family dynamics? You know, this one's afraid of COVID, this one's not afraid of COVID, this one is this one is that, right? So I want to give you guys a decent outline, or what came through is it appearing to be a decent outline for you guys. So we're going to get to that tonight, okay? Because I want to make sure that I give that to you. Now, let's talk about the energies first. The energies are super, super high. The energy frequencies are huge right now. They're massive. As a matter of fact, just before this activation happened for me, now, some of you know that I actually work as a frequency activator. It's what I do. It's my higher self faith, which was the fourth one to come through, which is FAITH is an acronym for frequency activator, intermediary, transcending humanity. Okay, that's what I do. I hold frequencies and then anchor those frequencies between the sun, which is our cosmic solar sun, passing down these light frequencies into Gaia. And this is for humanity. And so for my entire life, I've also cleared energy through my body via cancer and the cyst and some other things. So I'm very used to utilizing my body and working with the energies in that way. Okay. Now, what happened was when I started to feel these energies build, Sunday night when I was laying in my bed, it was like a photon blast from the solar system came directly into my room, into the corner over there. And, you know, there were a couple of light creaks in the house. The house creaked a little and I'm like, oh, it's gearing up out there. And it wasn't heavy duty yet, so it wasn't really bothering me or impacting me. And then all of a sudden, I felt this blast come through and it hit the corner of the wall over here in my bedroom. And I swear, I do not get afraid of anything. Anybody that's ever worked with me, there are many of you on here that have worked with me, you know, nothing shakes me. Nothing rattles me. Well, I have to tell you, I almost jumped out of my bed because this came through at such in intensity, it scared the bejesus out of me. No lie. Okay. And then the next one that came through was a direct hit. So I was like, are they up there with a gun going like a, you know, paintball gun or something like that? So the next one that hit me actually, because they come into the heart center, they come in through the heart center, right? And then what happens is when it comes through the heart center, it goes up. And so in this case, I could feel it. It went up. And then it was like all these little frequencies of energy just running up and down through my body. Okay. I was okay. It didn't impact my heart, didn't impact anything. I don't fear them. It's been happening for years and years. It's been happening for over 7 years now. But this one was the most intensified one. Well, later that night, because that was about 11 o'clock at night. Later that night, I woke up with excruciating pain in my legs. My legs were having this radiating pain going up and down. And then from there, it was just this whole thing. My whole spine went out. I couldn't walk. I couldn't stand. I was in bed most of the time. My hips, not my lower back, but like my hips, right around the top of your butt, right? Right in there. That was killing me. And I really couldn't figure out what it was because I was in so much pain. I was sweating, then I was cold. So I was going into constant states of contraction and expansion, right? When we heat up and we sweat and we're getting hot, it happens at night when you're sleeping, we're in these incredible states of expansion because heating up, the body is an expansion, right? You're expanding your consciousness. And then when we get super cold and we can't find anything to make us warm again, the body is complete contraction, okay? I know you guys know this from the other classes, but I want to explain this to those that are new on here tonight. And that is plasma light frequency that does that. The plasma light frequency is like the Roto-Rooter for the body. It goes through and it clears everything out. So I had this activation come through and it was very intensified and it took me offline. And I was waking up at 3 o'clock every morning. Now, I normally wake up because the cats wake me up because they're on the galactic time, timeline, time zone, whatever. And they wake me up and they want to go out, right? Drives me crazy, but that's what they do. They come in to my room and they stand at the door and take one paw and scratch on the door jamb. And that's how they wake me up. It's the funniest thing. So, but this was very different. So I was waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning each morning, which is the higher self really wanting that connection, right? So if you're finding yourself waking up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and you don't have to have that activation that I had, but this happened generally, if you find yourself being pulled awake at around 3 o'clock in the morning, get up. If you can't, step outside for just a second and look up into the sky, look up and connect into the sky, into the cosmos, then sit at your window, sit at a window and look up into the sky and connect in that way. And just allow yourself to feel that energy that's coming through. Okay. Cause this is higher self connection. All right. So it's very, very important. And so the reason I'm talking about this is because I want you to see something. So I had to go grocery shopping on Tuesday. Now, Beth is off, my housemate is off. And so she said, I'll drive, this way you can sit, relax, we'll put the heated seat on. It was really good on my back. And she was like, do you mind if we go get something to eat before we go grocery shopping? And I was like, no. We went to a diner. We always go to this diner, love this place. Never have a bad experience there. And all of a sudden, we go to this diner and it's just the energy is off and I'm still not aware of what it is that's wrong. We sit in a booth and the next thing I know, out from the section like behind the food service area come like three or four employees. Everybody's got rags in their hand. They have this product called Fabuloso. If you've never smelled it, you can tell it because it's got a distinct odor to it. It's a disinfectant. And they start disinfecting the plexiglass behind us. And like, she's on the glass behind us, disinfecting, rubbing, right? Now I'm breathing that in. I can't smell anything else. And I'm thinking, I really don't want to smell this and eat my food, right? And then all of a sudden, the next thing that happens is the waiter comes over and he says, you know, can I get whatever you want? So we ordered and then he left two straws on the table. And I remembered looking at the straw and I thought to myself, should I put it in my water or should I just take it home and use it in my painting? Because I really wanted to get some straws for my paintings because there's a technique that I wanted to try with the straw. You blow into it and spread the paint, right? It's my little thing that just like really had me interested in that moment. Okay. So he leaves and I'm fixated for a few minutes on the straw. So I'm looking at the straw and I'm thinking, I wish I had asked him to leave another straw because I would take it home. I don't want to look like that, but you know, I would take the straw home. I don't need a whole pack of straws. There's no reason for me to buy them. I don't like wasteful products to begin with. And as I'm having this dialogue in my head that I really, really wanted a straw, I really, really want it. Maybe I won't use that one and put it in my drink. See, this is my psycho stuff, right? Coming up. As I'm thinking that, I'm like, I really do want a straw. All right, I'll ask him when he comes back. I'll ask him if he has a straw. Next thing I know is the busboy comes over to the table and he has the two glasses of water. And normally he only brings water. Well, guess what? He had two straws in his hand. So now we had two extra straws. So I looked at Beth and I was like, oh my God, my straws just showed up. I was like, so I'm going to take my straws and put them in my bag. You have your straw, I have my straw, and now I have two extra straws. I was good. I was happy. I was like a little kid. Oh my God, I could do this painting technique, right? And in that moment, then a conversation ensued between the two of us. And I think she said to me something like, I really hope that this doesn't continue with the cleaning because it was assaulting to the senses. And boom, that pulled me right back out, right? That pulled me right back out. Hold on 1 second. Here we go. That pulled me right back out into this other state of being. Hi, Joe, welcome. Pulled me into this other state of being back into the not so good feeling, like my back was killing me. I was in so much pain. I wasn't feeling good. And I went back into that focus again. And the next thing that shows up is not more cleaners. Now a guy with a vacuum cleaner that's super, super loud. And where does he come first? Right to my table, right to my table. And he's vacuuming right around my table. And my friend is getting a little upset. And I'm like, why is this happening? This is awful. I can't believe this is happening. And then I realized, oh my goodness, I'm feeding this because my energy, because I did not feel good. And I really should not have been out in public because I still wasn't feeling good. So I just wanted to share that story with you to show you that when we are focused and unaware in that moment, I was asleep. I was back in 3D again. I was not aware, right? And normally I hold complete awareness, but I was in tremendous amount of pain and nothing was making me feel good except for that stupid straw. You know, that straw was just making me feel good. And as you could see, like everything was shifting when I tuned into the straw. So that's what we're going to talk about tonight, right? How to shift out of those bad moments or those bad scenarios to get ourselves back in creator states again, because life happens. And even for me, and that's why I'm sharing this with you, okay? Because life happens. And when life happens, we have to get ourselves back in creator state. And sometimes that could be really super difficult to do, especially if you have challenges that are presenting all around you in, a barrage of different ways. So let's just look at the chat for a second. So Ali says 3 o'clock, one more. Yeah, so being awake at bedtime, that happens too, Allie. So just, you know what, just be easy and gentle with yourself and maybe put on some music, a guided meditation sometimes is really good. Do something like that. Donna's saying that each night between 3 and 4 a.m. and she gravitates to the window. Yeah, that's your higher self calling you, your future self, your galactic team, you know, a bunch of things going on at that time. What time of day was that, Joanne? That at the diner, that was probably like, I want to say like maybe 1:30, 2 o'clock in the afternoon, something like that. You know, I was not feeling good. I was sweating. I was in so much pain, but I had to go out and get some stuff. So, but you know, it was a good moment for me to have that moment because look at how much I learned from it, right? I saw that I had let myself shift and go unconscious. We do that. We go unconscious. We go back to being human. And then we're not in the creator states. We're not in the higher timelines, right? Because we're tuned into the lower states of being, and we can't create from there. Okay. Nothing good happens from there. There's no good flow. So let's talk about this, because I made some bullet point outlines. Hopefully we can get through a lot of this tonight. And if we can't, we'll just move it over to next week. All right. So, Donna says, when you wake up like that, how can you best use the time you've woken up to connect? Well, to do that, you want to just make that connection with the solar system, right? With the cosmos. So sit at your window and stargaze. That's what I did. I have a little makeup desk with a little stool, and I sat at the desk, and I just sat and I let myself gaze at the stars. I went downstairs and I went outside, but I couldn't stay outside because it was bitter cold. I think it was in the 20s that night. So do your best and just sit there and stargaze and just look at the stars and just take it in. But it requires us being open in our connection, right? We're not looking for anything in particular. We're just acknowledging that the all is out there and we are connected to the all. We're connected to all of it, right? I am that star, that star, that star, that star, that star, that star, the moon, the tree, the grass, the shed. I'm one with all of it, right? We're all of that, all right? So we're not separating ourselves, and we're not looking for anything in particular, all right? So I hope that answers your question. And Allie says, I had a really hairy situation come up last week, but it sounds like others are having similar things based on what you said a few minutes ago, managing relationships. Yeah, we could talk about that, definitely. Don't forget about it. I want to get to the work first, and then I'll take questions on relationships, because a lot of people are struggling with that right now. But that's what these energies are doing. They're pushing us deeper into ourselves, because we're needing to learn right now at this time how to unite and be one with others, right? We could be the best at doing this work and being one with ourselves, okay? And I can attest to, I've gotten to a really good place with that. Like, I'm always in the highest timelines. I'm always creating the highest experiences. And I have become very, very good at being one with myself. And now my universe wants me to shift that and be partnered with somebody, with others, to create the oneness within the dynamic of those relationships. And, you know, I will admit that's kind of a scary thing, because it means that I have to go into kind of the human world and then again manage, shift, and recreate that dynamic. So, you know, when you think about it, we're constant shifting. It's not like this is going to be the end all be all. And when this is over on the 21st, the 25th, next year, whatever, we're all going to be these elevated beings. No, it just means everybody's going to have way more awakened awareness than they do now. And we're going to be seeing things in a different way. Okay. But we will talk about relationships in a bit. Yeah, the challenge is to try to eat and don't focus on what's around us. I usually do a really good job, except like I said, my back was just, I was in so much pain radiating through the hips. And that was the whole rebirth thing, right? It was, what was happening is the DNA strand for strand three, what I've understood is that we're activating all of our DNA, the 12 strands of DNA. The two strands of DNA that we've always had has always been activated, because strand one is the physical body, okay? That's the physical body mechanics. So strand one is our physicality. Strand two operates time dynamics, so it gives us duality and polarity, okay? Now, for those of us, not those of you on the call, because you're awakened, which means your strand three has already activated for you, okay? But for humanity, what is happening is now strand three is activating, okay? And as strand three activates, you have to think about it as the Trinity. It ties together the first two strands with itself and elevates the consciousness so that it can turn on the cells. So the cells start to shift and integrate these light frequencies, and everything starts to shift. Okay. Does that make sense? If it doesn't, ask a question. All right. because I want everybody to get that. That's really important. So it has to do with these light frequencies shifting the DNA, okay? And the third strand of DNA is, like I said, that is like the Trinity, the Holy Child, right? So you have the creation. We're in the state of creation right now. So we have the Holy Father, the Holy Mother, and then we have the Holy Child. So the Holy Child is what would be the creation, okay? So that third strand is very, very important right now. That's the awakening strand that is creating an opportunity for people to awaken, all right? That's the Great Awakening or the Ascension, whatever you want to call it. And Donna says she's finding she has less judgment, more understanding. Yes, and that's because that third strand is activating more and more and more and more and more. Okay, so does anybody have any questions before we continue and go on with this? No, everybody's good? Okay, so this work, as you know, from all these weeks that we've been doing this, means that we have to be in flow with everything that is presenting. We have to be in flow with ourselves. We have to be present for ourselves. We have to be present for others around us, okay? We have to be mindful of our experiences. When we're not mindful, we fall asleep. Like me at the diner in that moment, I was focused on my pain in my body, trying to breathe through it so I could just eat and then go to the grocery store and get the heck home, and having a very difficult time doing that. So I was creating chaos around me because I was focused on the pain, right? So I wasn't focused on the higher timeline in that moment. I was focused lower. All right. So this is still where this needs practice. So, you know, focusing on the higher timeline would have been optimal, but because I was in excruciating pain and it was radiating down my spine, around both of my hips, and then down my legs, through my knees, it was really bad. So what I learned from the experience is that we're in the process of birthing a new reality. Right? So I call this class manifesting a new reality before I had this activation. And here we are birthing the new reality, right? So it's like manifesting the new reality, birthing the new reality, creating the new reality, whatever you want to call it, it is happening. And this is the way we're participating in it. Okay. Jill's asking, what does that do to people that are in 3D? Well, people that are in 3D, the ones that have chosen to wake up with this next shift are certainly going to wake up. The light's going to come on and they're going to start to see what they did not see before, what was hidden in the dark. So is that going to happen for everybody on the earth? No, I don't believe that it will. I believe that there will be still some people that are not going to awaken yet. And but a majority of people will, and start to come online. So, you know, that's important to have that information or that awareness. But this is where we have to still continue to let go of judgment and realize that just because somebody's not awake, we cannot judge them because they are playing a significant role in our lives, presenting as someone that's not yet awake, right? That's still important for us that are awake because it helps us do our work deeper. So every soul has a purpose, has a higher purpose, okay? Yeah, Allie, you're right. My focus was broken. Yep. Yeah, it makes it really hard. But you see, that's part of navigating. And that's why I said, now we're going to have to learn how to unify in relationships. Okay. That's really an important part of this is unifying in these relationships and allowing ourselves to come into this unity consciousness and a place of divine love, right? So recognizing both yourself and the other as, you know, as divine love. Okay. Very, very important. Joanne, because you were in pain and focusing on it, that caused, yes, because I was in pain and focusing on the pain in my body and not in the higher timeline, it was causing mass chaos around me. And I was attracting every low experience I did not want to have. I did not want to have a smelly vacuum cleaner vacuuming next to me while I was trying to eat my food. You know, I did not want that experience. I didn't want somebody on the plexiglass above trying to clean it right behind me, and all these smells and scents and everything was literally just overwhelming. It was very assaulting. So, you know, and then in that moment I realized that what had happened. And the minute I realized it and I pulled myself back together, everybody went away. It was like magic, right? But then I had to do that through the grocery store. And what kept me going through the grocery store was that the sky had started to change to magenta and violet. And going into the grocery store, I was like, oh my God, look at the sky. And I posted pictures of it on Instagram, right? But I was like, oh my God, I can't go in the store just yet. I have to stand out here in the greatness of the all. I'm like, oh my God, this is amazing. And that energy just was able to carry me then in through the store, okay? And have that shopping experience so that I could actually experience the shopping because my body was in so much pain from that activation. So, you know, this was a great awareness for me. It was something that was very, very powerful, you know, for me. So let's talk about this. So how do we make changes in our creator state, right? So how do we change and hold and anchor the creator states of being? This is really important. I get asked this all the time. Now, I've been in my healing work for about 20 years. And I activated in March of 2000. Okay, that was my Kundalini experience, March of 2000, when I had cancer for the first time. And so I've been on this journey for a very long time and have been always a critical thinker and very focused on wanting to know the more. Right? Whatever that more was, always searching for answers, searching for other ways of doing things, searching for more. So what I learned through this is that all of this work, I don't care what work you're doing, how it looks, what's the purpose of it, it all requires practice. It's like anything else, okay? When you're learning Reiki, you have to learn the Reiki, the symbols, the hand positions. It requires lots and lots of practice, right? When you're learning a piano, a saxophone, whatever, practice. And you know, when you're making, let's say, Mia, you're making jewelry, right? Or now I'm watercolor painting. I have to remember what I knew when I was really young, because now I just got back into it again after not doing it for 40 years. So it takes practice. And if I don't practice every day, I'm not going to be good at it because I haven't put my all into it. I haven't become one with what it is that I want to, be creative in, right? It's the creative expression of myself in what I'm doing. Okay. And it's not just in something like painting, making jewelry, playing a piano. It's in anything, whether it's dancing or singing, anything, right? Any kind of movement, doing yoga, whatever it is. All right. So it requires practice and it requires a constant realignment. Now, I just told you the story about the diner. Did that drag out for like an hour and a half with me? No, because I saw it so quickly. It was like, I was in so much pain. I wasn't focused. And then I was like, oh my God, what is happening here? We're being, you know, seized by like all these people. It's a barrage of distortion coming at me, like literally flying at me. And then I was like, oh God, it's me. I'm doing this. And in that moment, having that awareness, right? And then shifting. So it was like me looking to the left and forgetting to focus on my path. And I'm looking to the left and I go, no, can't look there. You got to look straight ahead. Can't look there. And then I want to keep looking to the left because the pain is so bad. And it's like, no, keep looking straight ahead. Because every time you look to the left, somebody shows up to clean with something smelly, right? So these are the moments where we're reminding ourselves not to do that. Okay. So it requires making a conscious effort to be conscious. And in that moment of being conscious, right, shifting your thought form. Remember, thoughts are not ours. We're creating our reality through the thoughts that we're having. A lot of thoughts, like beliefs, belief systems, are like a consciousness that wants to hijack you. Okay, it's an actual consciousness. So belief systems are their own consciousness. They have their own thought forms. That's why when you have a belief that is very strong, it's very hard to shake or break that belief, because it's the belief that you're holding is a consciousness that is separate from your consciousness. And it's like in your ear telling you, no, you can't let this go. What happens if you let this go? If you let this go, what will you do? Who will you be? What will it be like? Okay. So that's why it's very, very hard for us to break belief systems and break programming, because all of that is tied into these belief systems that are actually a consciousness. And that consciousness wants you to stay in this game. That's how this whole thing was created. That's how 3D was orchestrated. We're in a matrix or a simulation or whatever you want to call it. So we have to start retraining ourselves now that we want to counter those thoughts that are not highly aligned or taking us in the wrong direction. So if we're having a belief in our mind and that belief says, let's say it says, there's no way I'm going to lose weight. I can never do this, right? It's too hard for me. It's too this, it's too that. That limiting belief is that consciousness that says, you know, you can't lose weight. You know, that's not going to work for you. You know, it doesn't work that way. Look, your whole family has a hard time with weight. Your whole family has a hard time with this, right? I mean, what about the kid that really, really, really wants to go to college and the family has never gone to college, but they really want to go to college? That voice in that the belief system is going to say, you're not going to be good at college. You're not going to be able to go to college. You're not that smart. What do you think? Right? So we're constantly countering these belief systems. All right. And so we have to manage this. Okay. Now I will tell you that throughout the whole process of this activation, when I was laying in the bed, do you know, the first night when the pain was radiating so heavily and I had such cramping and trolley horses, do you know what I was actually saying to myself while I was laying in the bed? Maria, you know this pain isn't real. You know that this pain is manifestation of your thoughts, because this pain is not real. This pain is only being experienced because there is some shifting taking place and there's some emotions coming up to the surface, and you are not yet fully clear on what it is that you're healing and letting go of. And this is a representation of the collective consciousness and how the collective experience is stuck, rooted, standing in these old belief systems. Do you guys see that? Right? But this is the work I was doing, telling myself that this was not my belief, that this was not real, right? That the pain was not real that I was experiencing. And then I was like, I just have to let myself experience it and not resist it. When we go into resistance of what is presenting for us, that resistance creates pain, because resistance is pain. Okay. So when you're experiencing pain, check yourself, because you're probably in resistance. All right. So this is a matter of retraining the body. So in that moment, I needed to retrain my body and tell my body it was okay for me to let go of the pain in my legs. And, you know, by like the next afternoon, that pain had already started to subside. But I will tell you, when an activation comes on like that, until you surrender to it, the pain is not going away. You have to go into full and complete surrender to what your body is experiencing, because your body is needing to shift something. Okay. And this is what is really, really important throughout this whole process. So it takes retraining the mind, because now we're engaging with the body in a very different way. And in that moment, what I started to recognize was that as I was having these experiences and letting myself deal with them, right, in the best way that I could, I mean, I was in pain, I'm not going to lie. But all of a sudden, I started to say, how am I really feeling, right? Because it's not about thinking. We let the thinking go a long time ago. It's about feeling. How am I feeling in this moment, right? What am I feeling now? What is this pain triggering for me? What is this experience bringing me back to? Because there's a timeline involved here somewhere. And this is clearing a period of time in my life and also clearing a period of time in the collective consciousness. So it brought me back to my first marriage when I was living in an apartment in Middle Island. I didn't want to be there. It was infested with roaches. I didn't know that when I moved in, because you know they don't come out during the daytime, and I only saw it at day. And I was really mad at my husband at that time, because he really, really wanted to live there. His grandmother lived there, and he knew about the roach problem, and he didn't tell me. So I didn't want to live there. So I was in constant state of fear, because they used to climb across the ceiling, and they would occasionally drop into the bed. Yeah, it was no fun. I didn't grow up that way. I didn't want to live like that, right? So what happened? I felt, check this out, because you guys, it's going to be mind-blowing. I felt back then, this was in the late 80s, I felt back then when I wasn't heard, I wasn't important enough for him to do something, to move, to whatever, right? And so what happened was, I created the same exact pain that I was experiencing from this activation in my lower extremities. And that moment, that timeline that was emotionally imprinted in my field was being triggered by the pain in my legs, my lower hip area, my buttocks, my legs, my spine, because at about a year into that apartment, we had a 2-year lease, I created a dynamic where one morning, out of nowhere, I woke up, I couldn't move, my legs were radiating pain, I had pain across my butt, I couldn't sit up, I couldn't stand, I couldn't go to the bathroom, anything. And here it was all over again happening in my body, because I was needing to release that timeline, right? So the most important thing that you can do out of anything else that you do when you are feeling something like this coming on, the most important thing that you can do is to check in with yourself and say, how am I feeling? How am I feeling? What am I feeling right now? It's not about your thoughts. When I said, how am I feeling? It took me right back to that 1986 and that experience. And I said, oh my God, this is what happened back then. I couldn't even walk down the stairs to go to the chiropractor. We were on the top floor of the apartment. And then I realized I was clearing a timeline of relationship issues, right? Because the dynamic wasn't good. He did not have a vested interest in my well-being, because he wanted me to stay in a place that was making me uncomfortable. It was making me unhappy. And we definitely were not on the same page at all. Okay. And I manifested that experience all over again so that I could clear it and heal it by owning it, seeing it, feeling it, acknowledging it, and acknowledging my part in it, because I wasn't strong enough to state my case, to speak my truth. Do you guys see that? Do you see how important it is? This is about when you have something come up, right? I don't care what it is. Now we're talking about the pain that I had, but this could be in any moment, okay? When something comes up and it shifts you, it rocks you, whatever, ask, what am I feeling right now? What am I feeling in this moment? How do I feel? And if you're feeling like, you know, it's something from your past, let yourself have permission to get out of the way so that you can let it come to the surface, so that you can see what it is that's going on. Okay? This is the work. We have to step back and we have to allow ourselves to, you know, come to that place within so we can see what's going on in our reality. And then we can shift it. Okay. So let me go to the chat for a second. So Jill's asking, is it safe to say that when you're feeling those lower energies, you shouldn't try to create something? Does that put that lower energy into? Yes, we should not be creating when we have lower energies, right? My only job was to lay in bed and let myself have whatever was taking place and not be in resistance to it, because the resistance was going to create the pain, and not focus on trying to create. I couldn't get to my desk to paint if I wanted to, right? If I was creating something or painting something, it would have just taken those lower energies and put it in that. Okay. So we don't want to, we don't want to do that. All right. It's very, very important. Let me just see what else. Yeah, we can wake other people up with little things. So, you know, and remember something, this is also very important. Christmas right now is the 5D timeline, right? I'm already into May of next year. I already see like that my move and everything else, right? I don't see where it's specific, but I'm already in May's timeline of next year. But Christmas is the 5D timeline. So if you're feeling Christmas, or like me, was rocking out to Christmas songs yesterday, and then I had that one imprinted in my head that I couldn't get rid of, it's a message about this particular Christmas being a very, very powerful Christmas for all of us. So Christmas is the 5D timeline, okay? I'm not making this up. This is from the guides. So if you're feeling Christmassy, tune into it even more. If you're not yet feeling Christmassy, try to get in the Christmas spirit so you can hit that 5D timeline. Very, very important. Okay. Really important. Donna, how can you figure out when you're resisting? By surrendering to it, even though you may not know what it represents. Yes. So when we're in resistance, it means we're trying to want to figure it out. Right? So we can't try to figure it out. I didn't know what it was in that was coming up until I surrendered to the pain and I let go and I just went into my heart, and then boom, the flash in my mind of that significant timeline in my life when I was married to my ex. And then I was like, that makes so much sense. I never healed that timeline. I was still carrying it in my field and then tapped into the field of Gaia, where 7 billion people might be carrying it. And it was intensified pain. So when I cleared it for myself and also all of the people on the earth that also had that same issue. Okay. That felt the same way that I did. All right. That's why it's important for us to do our work. Okay. Linda's asking if I do something mundane like the dishes or cleaning, a memory will surface and then I can work from there. So yes. And you know what? Let me say one thing, because that's a really good point, Linda. We're not supposed to stay in the memory. We're not supposed to do that, right? So we just want to acknowledge it and say, oh, look at that. This is trying to clear. Let me let it go. Now, we are supposed to be a sieve, right? And a sieve has holes in it. So you let the information come in, you go, oh, I remember that time. That wasn't a great time. And then you feel it as it starts to come into your body, and you feel it and you go, oh, this is really uncomfortable. This feels really uncomfortable. Oh yeah, my throat is tight. My neck is, oh yeah, that feels uncomfortable. Ooh, that's uncomfortable. I'm just going to breathe through it and just be like, okay, that's clearing the timeline. And then before you know it, boom, it's gone. You're like, what just happened? And I will tell you, if you do it like that and you don't start thinking about it and dwelling in it, we don't want to do that, because that's old work. That's psychiatry work, right? They keep you on the couch stuck, ruminating about the past. We don't want to do that. Okay. We want to stay in the higher timeline by just feeling what is coming up and then letting it go. Just let it go. Doesn't matter. We don't have to think about it. We don't have to figure it out. We don't have to work it through. None of that. Just let it go. All right. Feel it. Let it come in and then let it flow out. All right. That's really important. Does that help you? Hopefully that helps you, Linda. All right. Let's see. Now, Joe was saying, I've been feeling and hearing thumping in my ear. I usually hear. Yeah. So the thumping is expansion of consciousness. No, that's your heartbeat that you're hearing in your ear. And that's expansion of consciousness. So don't be afraid of it. Just let yourself have it and just be like, oh, look, a new activation has showed up for me. How exciting. And Tamara says, the energies, I feel so strong, two nights, couldn't sleep. Yes, exactly. The energies are very difficult. They're making it very, very difficult for us to sleep, okay? But you know what? Just let it be what it is. Try to do your best to let yourself be in the moment and be present of whatever is taking place, okay? So that we're not activating something else, because you don't want to do that. You just want to allow whatever is presenting in your field to come up and clear you. Imagine you are a big bubble of energy that you can't see. And in your field, in this big bubble of energy, this electromagnetic field, the toroidal torus, whatever you want to call it, you have these little strips of frequency imprints that are emotional imprints, these little strips of imprints, right? And when you hit a certain plateau where you're ready to step into your next highest you, that little strip wants to peel off and rip away, right? But if it's peeling off and ripping away like an air balloon going up, and you go, oh, wait, come here, let me look at you for a second. Wait, come here, let me look. Oh, look at that. It looks like, then it goes, oh, you didn't want me to leave. Okay, let me hug you again, right? And then you don't get rid of it. Do you guys see this? This is the work. This is so important, okay? We want to just let this go. We don't want to ruminate in it. We don't do that work anymore. We're in the higher heart and the higher chakras. We're not working in the lower chakras anymore. We're not doing grounding the old way anymore, where we ground into Gaia. We can't do that because Gaia is in a physical ascension right now. All we want to do is go out on Gaia. We want to earth, hug the trees. Okay, I know some of you are really good at doing that. Hugging the trees, making nice with the elementals, and just really enjoying being out on Gaia. We're not planting ourselves in Gaia anymore. We're not doing that. We're working from the heart center up now, okay? No more rooting in, because we're closing those chakras. Those chakras are integrating and merging. We're becoming one big energy system. So the chakras are going away, all right? That's what is happening now. So that's the work that we're doing. We're doing that work to assist that process, okay? Robin is saying, during a time with an upgrade, I can get neck pain. So when I hear you speaking of timelines, how can I tell between upgrade, timeline, release? I thought one is happening so the other can come in. We want to release timeline. So we want to release old timelines that are in our field. And neck pain is a light frequency upgrade. So when you have these upgrades come in, you have to clear the density first. All right. So if you are having neck pain, it's because you're integrating light codes. The occipital area in the back of the neck is where the light codes enter. So it creates excruciating pain sometimes right in the back of your neck, across your shoulders. Okay. That's when light codes are entering. But we can't upgrade to the higher timelines, to the higher light frequencies, until we release enough density in our body. So it can happen simultaneously, but it doesn't always happen simultaneously. Okay. What do you do when you are feeling inspiration from so many places at a time? Well, that's your multidimensional self kicking in, Jill. Okay, that's your multidimensional. Guys, could you do me a favor and just stop the questions for just a few minutes? I really want to get through this work. Otherwise, we're just not going to have the time to do that. And I promise you guys will get to all of your questions. But I really want to stay in the work and give you how we need to flow, because the energies are going to intensify and they're going to build up till the end of the year. Okay, and it's going to become very difficult. So this practice I want to do on this first class, so that you all have this information and you can use it and practice it, because this requires practice. Okay, so if everybody could just hold off on the chat for a few minutes, and then we'll get to a point where I'm going to ask you if you have questions again. But I haven't gotten off the first page, and there's a lot of work here for me to give you guys. Okay, so. Jill, just to answer your question, when you are feeling it coming in from all different places, write it down. Just write it down. All kinds of concepts, write it down, because that's your multidimensional self activating, and you're becoming multidimensional. So while your energy, your higher self, knows that it can multitask in multidimensionality, your human is not yet there. Do you get that? Do you understand? Does everybody say, yeah. All right. So your human is not yet there, but you got all these thoughts and all these things. Write them down. That's the best way to handle that. Okay. All right. So hang on to the chat for just a second. I just want to get through a little more of this so that then we can take some more questions. All right. So being present is really an important part of this whole thing because it allows us to stay in awareness, see what's presenting. As you can see from my Dinah story, I had to get back into a state of present awareness because I had drifted out of it and gone unconscious into my human. And while I was in human form, I wasn't clear on what I was creating in that moment. And I was manifesting all these people coming and being disruptive, you know, as I was trying to eat my food, right? So we have to feel it. We have to own the experience of it and take it in and say, this is just a moment of experience that I'm having. And I'm not going to get wrapped up in what it is because that doesn't matter. Okay. As you can see from my experience of having this lower body distortion and then having this flash, and it was a flash, it was instantaneous. Back from 1986 when I was married with my ex-husband in the apartment, and I said, holy cow, I'm clearing that timeline. But did I have to go into that timeline and remember all of it? No, I didn't have to go in and remember any of it. Remembering it was not part of the work that I needed to do. All I needed to do was be present, feel what I was feeling, and then just allow my body to pass that information, to pass that timeline out of my field. We don't want to root into what is this? What do I do with it? How do I work it? Because it's irrelevant. Because the energies are moving so intensely fast right now, it's irrelevant. If you start to dive into something that is coming up for you from your past, you're down a rabbit hole you don't want to be. You've already wasted time doing that when you could have just cleared it from your body by simply acknowledging it, receiving it, owning it, being one with the experience, and then letting it be. Okay, that is how the work works. Use your feelings, your emotions, your body, your energies, the situation, your mind, but don't get stuck in any place. Okay, you're going to use it all, but you're not going to get stuck. It would be like you get the feeling, and then the mind has the memory, right? And then the body is having the experience, and then your emotions start to activate, and suddenly you're in that situation from back in 1986, and then you go higher self again, and you go, oh, wait, I just went unconscious into that experience. Oh, look at that. It already cleared. I didn't even realize it cleared because I was sitting in the experience of it. Do you guys see that? Right? We don't want to stay in the experience of what we're trying to clear. We want to acknowledge it. We have to acknowledge it, but we don't want to stay there. This is going to take work. This is where the work is. Okay. But if you could get this, you'll be light years ahead of everybody else, light years ahead of everybody. All right, we want to see it as an opportunity for a new or different outcome, right? So what is this teaching me? Well, obviously, when I shifted that, it shifted some old areas for me where I had a hard time standing up for myself, where I was not willing to stand in my power, right? Now, when I did the video this morning that I'm going to post tomorrow on my YouTube channel, I did the video and I was like, oh my God, who was that? Like, who was that? Is that me? A very different version of me showed up, right? So I cleared something, I shifted something. So I was consciously aware. I mean, even now doing this gathering call, I could tell I'm a different version of me showing up here today than I was the last time we gathered last Wednesday. Yes. So those of you that are seeing it and feel that and know that, you're seeing a new version of me because I cleared something in my field that allowed me to step up now into that next best version of myself. This is how it works. So the old me is out there somewhere on that timeline, but it's not the me that is here now. Okay. See it as an opportunity for a new or different outcome. So what it did for me was it shifted me in some way. So I pat myself and go, good job. You did a good job. You let it all come and go. You didn't dwell in it for too long. Did it have to take 3 hours to 3 days to do? No, really, it didn't have to take 3 days, but you know, because of the way that I was clearing it, and I wasn't aware. This is all new information coming in now for me. So, you know, my higher realm, my higher self is like, next time, you're not going to sit in the pain. Next time, you don't have to do that. Next time, get out of your damn way and surrender and let it come through, because on the third day, you figured it out, didn't you? You could have done that the first day, but you were too rooted in the pain. And you were too rooted in the suffering and the victimhood and all of that, which obviously I was clearing for the collective consciousness too, because these last 3 days have been very, very heavy in the collective, okay? Lots of pain, lots of relationship stuff coming up. So this is all the new work. So we have to stop the automatic response, right? That was my automatic response. I went into automatic response there. I was on, autoplay or auto drive, and automatically the pain came in and I was like, oh my God, this is going to be bad. I remember the last time I was out of commission for 3 months and I couldn't move and I couldn't walk, right? And then when I got myself together, I was like, yeah, it's not going to be that bad. I know how fast the energy moves. But now had I done that right from the first minute and been like, okay, something's presenting, and then boom, got out of my way, it would have been that much easier. So we have to stop the automatic response, right? And that ties us into the program that we're running. So when something happened, this is our response. Now we have to shift and go, I'm not responding like that anymore. I'm going to respond differently. It takes awareness and it takes practice, right? So what we also have to do is see the possibilities. Where are the possibilities in this situation taking me? All right. And if I had tuned in faster, I would have seen the possibilities were me clearing that old timeline that really needed to go so I could step into my next best version of myself. All right. Everything has multiple possibilities because there are multiple timeline options for everything, multiple timelines. So this is where we have to get out of the way with the thinking mind and feel into it with our heart. What is in alignment for me? Heart-centeredness. Okay. And that's the next point. Move into your heart. See, they're already ahead of me. Move into your heart. Remind yourself of your desire to change and shift, and be in flow with a higher alignment, a higher state of being, right? So this is where we have to stop ourselves, tap ourselves on the shoulder, like I did at the diner when I realized I was creating all of it, right? Because I was in pain. And I said, oh, I'm creating all of this. I can uncreate this by changing my thoughts. Where's that straw? Oh yeah, straw. I'm going to have fun using you in my artwork. Yes, it's so nice that I got the straw and that I manifested the straw that I was looking for, because now I manifested a new reality and I could use this stupid straw to do my painting with. So do you see? So we're talking about manifesting a new reality. I did that when I manifested the straw, right? Now, the focus should have been on that higher timeline, that exuberance, that excitement, that joy. And that would have kept me in the creative flow and I wouldn't have called back in the guy with the vacuum cleaner. Do you see? Right? I'm telling you, I have these experiences merely so I can teach about them. That's the only reason I have them. I know this because that's how it all works, right? Because I have to have something to talk to you about and make this interesting. So that going back into gratitude, being in gratitude, gratitude raises our vibration, right? Finding our joy, finding our happy. So that presents an opportunity when we start to look for it. Oh, I'm feeling really crappy right now. This happened, but I'm not going to let myself stay there, because if I let myself stay there, I'm going to just spiral down the rabbit hole. I don't want to be in the rabbit hole. I don't want to be in victimhood consciousness. I don't want to be in lack. What can I do? Oh, I know. I'm going to take my straw and go paint. And that'll bring me into joy. That'll make me feel good. Or I can go put on some music and dance, right? Or sing, or play some music, or do something, right? So feel into a new outcome, right? What do I feel like I can do? What do I feel like I could do in this moment now to get me out of this mindset, to bring me into my next highest best self? Okay. Because what happens is when we get into that negative space, chemicals get released, which then can change the brain, can change the body, can change the outcome, and can keep us in a negative state. And then we're in a negative state of being, right? So those chemicals, you know what? Somebody sent me a really good video that's actually a client of mine, sent me a really good video on how the brain works. Let me make a note because I will forget. So I'm going to make a note to send the video. You guys, the beginning of it is his story and how he got to where he is. But those of you that are really interested in the connection with all of this, you're going to be like, oh, this is really interesting. And I watched it the other day and I was like, oh, this makes so much sense to what, you know, I'm receiving with my work. So I think you guys would really like that. And what's going to happen is just like me, right? I went unconscious when I was creating the cleaners and the vacuum clean person. I went unconscious. I went back human again. I left my higher self, right? So what happens is in that dynamic, it's like I'm walking in two worlds. I'm walking in the 3D world where my 3D self activated all of the distortion and the lower levels and feeling like garbage. Okay. And then there's the other version of me. That's the higher level person that vacillates up into 7D consciousness that says, what am I doing? I know better than this. Stop. Focus on the straw and the artwork and what you're going to be creating and the, you know, the fairy picture you want to paint and all that other good stuff, right? That gets you back in the 5D. So we're going to be walking in both worlds. The trick is to see when you've gone unconscious. Ugh, I'm unconscious again. My human self kicked in. We're all going to do that. Keep vacillating back and forth and back and forth. Okay. And this will happen until you're fully in your creative states of being. Now, I want to say like 98% of the time in my creator state of being, I don't really lead that very much. But I was clearing something big in this moment. But as you can see, even through clearing it, I dipped back down into 3D. Okay. It's going to happen. Am I going to beat myself up? Am I going to be mad at myself? Am I going to be ashamed? Am I going to be, you know, whatever and not, you know, be angry, whatever? No, I'm going to use it as a teaching moment and show you guys, I am human too. We're all human. We're trying to figure this out together. Right? It's just that I've had more experience doing this. So I'm teaching it. So, you know, this is how this works. This is how the work works, right? And this is when we're in this state of 5D, 12D awareness, right? Because 5D to 12D is already anchored in Gaia. It's already here for us to play in. Okay. It's our perception of whether that is correct or not for us. So if we limit ourselves believing that we only have 5D to play in or that we can only achieve 4D, then we're not going to hit 7D, okay? So how do we do this? How do we get into these higher states of being? So the first thing that we have to do is a practice that I've made for myself, which is to enjoy the morning and not get out of bed quickly. Those of you that have been with me for a while know that I always talk about when you wake up in the morning, especially if you feel a little wonky, don't get out of bed right away. Why? Because all of you might not be back from your spiritual encounters, right? We might be traveling, we might be learning, we might be healing, we might be doing different things. Don't get out of bed. Let yourself stay there for an extra 5 minutes. What's an extra 5 minutes going to do? It's not going to kill you, right? So the first 10 to 20 minutes in the morning is important. I get up. The first thing I do, I'm like, hello, sun. Hello, Gaia. That's the first thing that I do. I'm very comical. I make it very, you know, and even at night when I go to sleep, I'm like, good night, all. I look out my window, good night, all, you know, and recognize all is one with me and I am one with all, right? Recognizing that you have a lot of power and how you're waking up in the morning is feeding your day. All right, is feeding your day, how your day is going to start out, okay? So if you're waking up and you're not in a good place, stay in bed until you can shift into a good place. You don't want to get out of bed until you can shift into a good place, okay? Um, So if you think about it from this perspective, as you're leaving and you're going into dream state, you're going into higher states of consciousness on the other side, right? As you're coming back into your body, you're coming back with those higher states of consciousness. So if you're coming back, if I'm coming back from higher learning, I want to keep everything that's intact coming back in. This is where we have to get out of the way and not let the program of waking up and going and grabbing our cup of coffee or our cup of tea first thing or whatever it is, right? We don't want to do that. We want to change every day, no routine. Every day, no routine. Okay. So when you wake up, change it up every morning, do something different for yourself. All right. Set the tone of your day by how you're waking up in the morning. And, you know, decrees can support us all. You wake up and you say, hello, hello, sun. Hello, Gaia. Hello, all. I am one with you. You are one with me. We are one. Right? You can use that as a decree. Make your own decrees up, right? And what does that do? That anchors you with the allness of everything, right? And then we are one with everything. And then I don't forget that during the day, unless I have a moment where I'm in excruciating pain at the diner and I'm manifesting carpet cleaners and cleaners. So we have the opportunity every day, but even in that moment, we could shift it, right? So you can set the tone. How do we do this? You guys know this. I don't have to tell you. You journal, sit in bed, meditate to a guided meditation, not a regular meditation, but a guided meditation, because it brings your focus into the higher states of being, right? If it's a good meditation, especially. Sound, vibration. Some of you speak light language. Some of you tone, okay? I can't tell you the number of times that before I go to bed, I will do some toning. I will do some vibrational sound healing on myself and just whatever is needing to come out. Okay. Sometimes I speak light language. So whatever you're feeling called to, and just make some sounds, do it in, and then if you're not feeling called to do that in bed, you might feel called to do it in the shower because the water activates that for us, right? It's a very sensory thing. And you can get up and say, may I be a blessing in anyone's life that I come in contact with today, right? Or may I be a blessing to the collective that I come in contact with today, all right? So you can say things like that, all right? Very, very important, right? I have some stuff I could share, Joe, definitely. Yeah, it's important to have some gratitude and appreciation, right? I try to find it for everything, especially at night before I go to bed. I love to look up at the stars because I know some of that's our people up there, our star families. And I'm like, you know, just everybody have a wonderful whatever you're doing. And you'll hear me say that on my videos because I never know who's tuning in. I'm like, have a wonderful whatever you're doing because I don't know where you are in your time zone, what space zone you're in. All right, so let's talk about the freedom codes, because the first time I encountered the freedom codes activated 2019, right? Yeah, last year, last July 4th, 2019. And I had written about the freedom codes last year. So you can go back and look at that post of July 4th, right? I didn't even realize I was talking about freedom codes, but it was this intense feeling that I needed to write something on it. Now, freedom codes activated in us and they give us an opportunity to feel our sense of autonomy and sovereignty, okay? They give us an opportunity for us to feel free, all right? And so it's these states that we're constantly flowing in. If you remember earlier, I said plasma makes us expand with heat. We heat up, we expand, and then plasma will also make us feel contracted. We contract in, we come in, we feel cold, exceptionally cold. You can't get warm. It's an uncomfortable kind of cold feeling. And the reason for that is because we have to go into these states of expansion and contraction, it's shifting our energy. It's helping us align more. It's helping us go deeper within. And so what happens is something will present, Okay, so I'll give you an example. So something presents. So today I had to look something up on Google, and I open to Google, and the first thing I see is Cuomo talking about the vaccines and the high numbers again, and what he's preparing to do for New York, right? And I looked at it, and so because I practice this all the time, I was like, oh yeah, that's not my reality. And I went right to, like, I didn't even give it a thought, right? I was just like, oh yeah, that's not my reality. Like I didn't even connect with it. Now, I've done such a good job of this because I practice this all the time. I've done such a great job of using this technique, all these techniques I'm giving you guys, right? That when I looked at it and I read it, it almost felt like I was not reading anything real. It felt like it was something else and it wasn't real. Like it was something somebody posted that they're like, what do you think if this happened? What do you think? Like, it's not gonna happen, but what do you think if it did happen, right? Because it just didn't feel real to me. And that was because I don't subscribe to that timeline. That's a timeline, okay? So I don't subscribe to it. So I bypassed it. And I'm like, that doesn't resonate with me. So I just continued on my way. Now, that was an external influence that presented itself to me and gave me an opportunity in that moment to decide whether or not it resonated. And I was like, oh, Cuomo, nope, like my freedom. Bye, Cuomo, right? So, and I'm just using that as one example, all right? Now, there could be, you know, self-inflicted stuff coming up for you too, where, you know, let's say you have to make a presentation for work, or you have to give a talk or something like that, and it's really frustrating to you, it's fearful for you, whatever. And then all of a sudden, you know, you're having this difficulty making this presentation happen or whatever. That's an internal fear that you're holding, right? But in that moment, just the same way that I said that external thing that I saw was not my reality, we could also say, wait, what? I'm a creator being. I'm not fearful of giving a presentation, because those people that are going to be showing up to hear my presentation are all holding a script for my play. So I'm in control of all of it. So if I go there with the intention that I'm going to be amazing with the talk that I do, then their reaction is going to be amazement to the wonderful talk that I did. If I go there thinking that they're going to hate it, that it's going to be awful, then that's my experience. That's going to be my experience. So in other words, when I first posted my first YouTube channels or any of my posts that I made, right, going back way when, I used to judge myself, and I used to post it with the thought, oh God, people are not going to receive this. They're going to hate it. They're not going to, right? And then all of a sudden, I was taking this class with one of my mentors who's like already in a 12D state of being, and she doesn't even teach anymore. And she said to me, she goes, do you know nobody cares? And I'm like, what do you mean? And she said, you're the only one that cares how it's going to sound or how it's going to look. And I'm like, no, how could that be? Because I've got to present this to, like, you know, my community. And she's like, yeah, well, they're only going to show up in response to how you think it's going to turn out. Because remember, they're your creation. They're holding the script to your play, because this is your play. So I'm part of every one of your play. You're all part of my play, right? We scripted with each other to come back and do this work together, in this gathering, in this setting, right? So you're all giving me the experience I'm asking for. I want to be a good teacher for you, and I want to give you the highest level information I could possibly pull through that's going to help you, that's going to benefit you, that's going to make these next couple of weeks easy peasy on you. So if I come in here and I think I'm going to nail this and it's going to be the greatest experience for you, you're going to walk away and go like, wow, that was really great. That was a lot of really good information. I'm going to start putting that into effect. I'm going to start using that, right? Nobody else is teaching that. That's amazing, right? But if I came up, showed up here, and I thought that everything that I wrote down tonight was going to stink, and I was uncertain and unsure of how this was going to go over, then probably at some point, some of you would have already disappeared from here and not stayed and found your way to something else, right? Because something else is important, okay? Now, I know some of you might have to leave because you have classes and stuff like that, and that's okay. But I'm using that as an example, so don't worry, we're not going to judge you if you go. So does that make sense for everybody? So how you are holding it, you're creating every single experience you're having, right? So the freedom codes have activated. So if we perceive ourselves as locked in, locked down, restricted, that's exactly what our experience is going to be. But if we perceive ourselves as free, as sovereign, and we keep creating in the higher timelines, eventually these lower timeline realities won't affect us. Because people will say to me, did you hear this? Da, da, da? And I'm like, no, I actually didn't. And they'll say, well, did it happen or whatever? And I'll be like, I haven't heard anything, hasn't happened, or it didn't come my way or whatever, right? Because I didn't get the notice. It didn't come my way because I'm not creating that as my reality. But if I tune into it and I hold the fear to it, I'm going to attract it to me just like I attracted the cleaners and the vacuum cleaning guy. Right? Does that make sense? Okay. We're creating all of it. When you start to realize that, you're going to choose expansion. You're going to choose the higher timelines. You're going to choose higher states of creation for yourself. Okay. So now it's very important that as we're doing this work, we want to express it, right? So my expression when I saw that come across my phone in Google was like, not in this lifetime, I am not taking that vaccine. Okay, but next. And then I went on to do what I was doing, right? Now, that's just my personal feeling. Somebody else could be like, oh, that vaccine is going to be the greatest thing in the world. That they have a right to feel that way, right? But my reality is this. So I'm choosing that that is not going to be my experience. But somebody else could choose to have that as their experience, and that would be fine for them. So we're all choosing what is going to be our experience. Now, I did that verbally. Bodily, you could do it bodily by going out and standing on the earth and just anchoring yourself in as the all, right? And being like, I am the all. I am free. I am sovereign. Okay. You can express it verbally. And you can also, when you're starting to feel those moments where you feel limited, you can ask yourself, what is making me feel limited? Why do I feel limited? Why do I feel so restricted? Okay. I know you have to go, Kate. I love you. All right. Be well. We'll see you next time. Bye. Thank you for joining us. So this is really where it's very important, right? To stay in these creative states of being. So creator moments where you're tuning into all that is presenting. Okay. We need to be in a constant state of flow, and we need to be in tune with everything that is coming into our awareness. All right. I hope that makes sense. All right. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to open it up and I'm going to allow for questions. So instead of writing them in chat, if you have something that you want to talk about, unmute yourself. If several of you do it at the same time, I'm going to just call on somebody because I can't talk to all of you at the same time. I mean, I am very good at being multidimensional, but I'm not there yet. Natalie?
What's going on? I just feel like this class was like written just for me today.
Yay. Well, that's because I'm channeling the higher self of everybody. You have to remember something. I am channeling your higher selves. Okay. So when I'm creating a class, the reason tonight I sat down and I wrote all this, and we only did, I'm going to just tell you. So that's what I wrote tonight. Two more pages, lots and lots of notes, right? And then this third page, but I have to tell you, I have pages all the way to here, right? So we've probably got like 4 or 5 more pages to go, because that's how much I was writing tonight to bring this through for the class. Now we're gonna end it with questions tonight, and next week we'll get to the next part of this whole thing. I might also put some of this on YouTube for you guys so that, you know, we can get as much possible, because I want to give you as much as possible before the 21st so that you're really anchoring in these energies. And guess what? A lot of people out there are going to be like, what the hell is she saying again? I don't understand her. But we don't care, right? Because you guys know, and you're going to watch the videos and go, I know what she's talking about. So what's going on?
Well, I'll try to make it quick without coming out like verbal vomit, but no, but everything from like, you're talking about brain and like, for me, like the neuroplasticity and creating new stuff and basically like getting out of your own way. And just, you know, I had been, especially in like the last two series, like a lot of resistance with the job. And now you're talking about the freedom codes. And that makes perfect sense, because it hit me. I said, this is my last year at my job. I don't know what's happening, but I'm like, I know I have to let that go.
Yep. Yes,
and then it kind of evolved.
Let me stop you right there for 1 second, yeah. Right? So you said, I feel like this is my last year at my job. I don't know why. So do you see the conflict? So let me just stop you for 1 second, because I want to play here for just a minute. So do you see the conflict? There's that part of you that's in the higher creating going, I feel this is my last year at my job, right? But the mind wants to come in and go, well, we don't know why. We should really try to figure out the why on this. We have to figure out what's going on here. Do you see the conflict? You guys need to be really present so you see what you're doing, right? So if you had fell into that mind control that wanted to happen, that goes, well, let's figure this out, you would have gone unconscious again into 3D.
Yeah.
Do you see?
And that's what the struggle and the resistance has been for me this year. Every time something comes up for creative, that mind part always wants to pull. It's been like this constant back and forth. So like, then it was like, okay, I know I'm going to quit my job. Okay, when? Do I finish out the school year? Do I do it now? So it was like, okay, well, you should be debt-free. Oh, but you take the leap of faith and do it anyway. You know, so it was always this constant back and forth. And so like hearing all this stuff, like getting out of your own way, and moving to your heart and being in alignment with your higher state of being, it just confirmed the decision that I had made earlier this week to say, okay, when you come back after Christmas vacation, because they're going to be on shutdown for the holiday, that I was resigning. Like I had made the decision.
Yes.
So I guess kind of my question, or what you can riff on, is so even though I know I'm kind of consciously trying to break out of these, the programs and the paradigms, like just having the courage, the leap of faith, and just opening yourself up.
Yeah.
That's, I don't want to say enough, but if it acts like a pattern interrupt to say, okay, now we're going into creator state and letting go of all the back and forth.
Yes.
Yeah, like, so, I don't know how to.
So the resistance. Yeah. So the resistance, that's a really great question, right? So the resistance is that we want to try to do this the old way. We want to try to think through it. We want to try to work through it. We want to try to figure it out, right? Mm-hmm. There is no such thing anymore. Higher self kicks in, higher self gets engaged. Any of you that have ever worked with me one-on-one that know me on a personal level know that I will always say, I have no idea where I'm going next. I'm waiting to see what my team brings in, right? Because I am not trying to figure it out. We stop doing that. And then we're like, okay, universe, I'm ready. Show me.
Yep.
Okay. And we get out of the way and we let it float in. Okay. Does that make sense?
Yeah. That was the best way. Cause like, that's where I was. I was like, you know what? This isn't working anymore, because what I'm doing now, not having enough energy because I'm being depleted, draining, cause giving all my time to do for someone else, where I'd rather be at home, not knowing anything, but just being open to the possibility. I'm like, that's where I need to be. So I feel like I just take that leap of faith, and I'm just letting that go, getting out of my own way and just saying, okay, what do you got for me?
Right. You have to get out of your own way. You have to get out of your way. You have to get out of your story.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And that's what it's going to take. It's going to take getting out of the story. So getting out of the way of, you know, what could be, what might be, right? It takes complete trust and faith. So when you guys know, when I first came into this house, I was not looking to move myself. I was intuiting my friend's move, who shares the house with me, right? I didn't have to move. And then all of a sudden I started manifesting my own move, getting excited that she was moving. And then I started to see the house and I was getting more excited, and I didn't realize it. I was starting to manifest my own move, right? Now, just the other night, somebody said something that was very thought-provoking to me. And I was like, well, you know, in my next house, I want an art studio. I want a space where I could do my work like this from, but I could also do my artwork and paint and everything. So I'd like a nice big space. Right now it's all in my bedroom, right? And then I was like, and a fireplace. I need a fireplace. And they asked me, what kind of fireplace do you like? And so I went on to Google and I found a fireplace, a stone fireplace I really like. And the minute I found that stone fireplace, what do you think happened? I activated that move in my field. I laid down that night and all of a sudden I saw myself go to this house that had, you know, one of those rail fences, you know, the old fashioned fences. And this beautiful house. And I saw like the whole thing laid out. So I'm like, okay, keep bringing it, bring me more. That's what happened when I moved here. So because I went and found that fireplace and I really liked the fireplace, I activated this move in my field. So sometimes we have to do something to initiate or activate that which we want, right? So if you say, well, I'm gonna go quit my job, and as long as you are in harmony with that, don't focus on what is coming, because the what is coming is going to be magnificent, but maybe you're going to need 4 months of downtime before that comes in to prepare yourself and get yourself ready for what is coming, right? And in the meantime, during those 4 months, you're going to be stressing over why it hasn't come yet, why you're still waiting instead of getting out of your way and doing your work to prepare yourself in those 4 months. Do you see what I'm talking about?
Kind of like a recalibration period.
So we have to just wait. Our universe knows exactly what we want. But if you're feeling, I'm not talking about here, if you're feeling leaving work, then that is the right thing for you. And continue to tune into, how do I feel right now? How does this feel? How does this make me feel? We're not thinking anymore. We're in our heart centers, right?
I knew it was the right time because I asked it, the pro and the con. And when I knew it was yes, because I could breathe deeper, more open. Mm-hmm. And it just felt like, and then when I said, okay, do I stay? And then I could feel my throat like close. I said, okay, no, it's yes. Letting go. And
like, yes, that's the tuning in exercise. So you were in tune. So you were tuning in. Am I staying or am I going? So one way it felt very restrictive. The other way it felt very freeing. So the way that felt freeing is the way you're going to choose. Good job.
Yeah. So I just wanted that. Yeah. This was like perfect alignment with my decision and just kind of reaffirmed it.
Good. Yay. I love when that happens. Very good. Good job. Good job tuning in and being tuned in.
Maria? Can I ask something?
Tamara, you can.
Yes, first of all, I see a humongous shift in you.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it. It's amazing. Thank amazing. You. I mean, you were great before, but now you're just like on a total another dimension.
Thank you.
But I wanted to ask you, I was a little confused about the chakras.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're energy centers, so... Are we like not meditating on like the energy or the chakras? I was a little confused about what you said about chakras. Yeah.
So the chakras, as long as you're focusing on them and working with them, they will be around for you. But we are integrating them and not focusing on them with this higher work as we're moving into 5D. Okay. So what you can think about as you're doing your work, because I know what you're doing. As you're doing your work, instead of focusing on them as chakras, just focus on them as energy centers.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because it doesn't matter. It's all like literally one energy center, which is what's happening now, okay? So the chakra system is merging into one, okay?
Oh, I understand. So they're just like all merging into one. They're not separated anymore. Everything is together.
One. Right. Yeah. Okay. And we're working from the heart center. Yeah. So the chakras are all, so everything in the body is starting to merge into one. You have to remember we're becoming crystalline light body. So everything is starting to merge into one. So there's no separation. Think about it from this perspective, right? We've had so much separation on the earth. This whole 3D game that we're playing is all about separation, right? separated right. from knowing ourselves as God, source energy, whatever you want to call it, right? Thyroid holds separation, so throat issues, persecution. When we have thyroid problems, that also is telling us we have separation from knowing ourselves as source energy, from knowing ourselves as connected with all things, okay? Then to further that, everything else, right? We have light workers, we have star seeds, we have energy healers, we have this, we have that, right? So there's separation in everything because everything has a label, everything has a name on it. So we're like letting go of that separation, and it's going to be more about becoming one with all things, becoming unified.
You know, like all in Christ light, like all in the age of Aquarius.
Yes, because it's not about Jesus or the Christ, it's about the energy of the Christ. Yeah.
Understood. Yeah. So does Monday start? Are we in the age of Aquarius now or just starting?
No, on the 21st with the planetary alignment on the 21st.
Monday starts.
Yeah. On the 21st.
Yeah, it's Monday.
Okay.
Okay, exciting.
I see. I don't know what day it is. I'm like, oh, she's telling me it's Monday. I'm like, okay. good. Very good. Okay, Monday is the 21st. Thank you. Yes, that's important information because I'll miss it.
But there are.
Oh, my goodness.
But I need to see it, like all the crazy things, like just happening.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's why this work is so important. This work is really important. Got to do this work. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, and it doesn't end on the 21st.
I know.
It does not end on the 21st.
This
work is going the next 4 years and maybe even then after that. Okay. So So this work is needed. Yeah.
And I feel that just like you said, you have to practice something to become good at it. Even meditate. You just cannot stop. I've been doing it like twice a day because the easier to connect, mm-hmm. the more you do it, the more easier.
Yes. Yep. The easier it just takes you right away. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And thank you for tonight. It was an amazing class.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Any other questions? Anybody else? No?
Maria, I had a question.
Allie? Sure. I know you had something earlier. I forgot what it was.
So I just had a situation come up last week that it's been kind of like weighing on me. So basically, I had a few friends over one morning last week for coffee. We had a meeting and it was a Zoom meeting. We thought that was lame. So we thought, let's just do it together. You guys can come over and we can at least a few of us get together. So I went to my parents' house that night for dinner, and I brought up the fact that my friends were over that day for coffee. We had a nice time, blah, blah, blah. And they essentially like kicked me out of their house because I had been with people during the day.
Okay.
And that's not something that they had been doing, or like that wasn't their thing the day before. It just became their thing overnight. And so a lot of feelings came up for me, like from being a kid, like abandonment, like
rejection.
Yeah, rejection. My kids were with me and they're little, and I just had to like pick them up and just put them in the, like they were devastated.
Okay.
But I guess my question is, I'm trying to manage. It's like, I know they're not trying to be mean to me. Like I'm over the whole, like I'm mad at you. That was so rude. But like, I get that. But it's also like, I'm sure a lot of people are dealing with this with people. It's like, you can't be super mad at people because they don't get it.
Yeah.
There's no point in that. But it's also, how do you have boundaries to the point of like, how do we allow people to act this way when it's affecting us? Because it's not logical. It's not like a logical way to act or treat people.
That is correct. And you have to remember too, you know, this is not about them as much as it's about you needing to let go of those timelines where you feel rejection and you feel abandonment. So the fact that they came up, did you sit in that energy and think about it and ruminate in it? Because that would have been a good time for you to just say, oh, wow, look, the universe brought me an opportunity to be triggered to have this experience so that I could finally clear these old timelines that were attached to my parents and let it go, finally let it go. Because what happens is, so we have electromagnetic fields around our body, okay? And Gaia has an electromagnetic field around the earth. And when we have a difficult situation in our lives, we do something called an emotional imprint, okay? And so let's say that there was a situation of abandonment in your younger years when you were a child, and you carry around that emotional imprint in your field from that time where there was abandonment. That emotional imprint is not healed. It's still in your field. It's like that, you know, that strip of frequency that's in your field. And then anytime anybody around you rubs up against you and they have that frequency in your field, it activates you without you even realizing it. And it amplifies that feeling. And there's many times in life where we can have a situation and not understand what was the catalyst for what we just experienced, because it was so subtle. And a situation with something like abandonment would create that subtle experience where we might not necessarily get it or understand it because it was so subtle when it happened, okay? So what's happening now is, because these energies have to clear our fields, and we're going to see this, and I've experienced this the last few days with people needing help with different relationship situations. Because of this energy that is taking place and us needing to clear it from our field, the intensity that you're feeling is actually being amplified by the fact that you and the earth, Gaia, both hold that same frequency bandwidth in your fields. The difference is you're holding it for just you, and Gaia is holding it on behalf of 7 billion people. So the intensity of it from Gaia's field is way more. So any little niggling for you that is going to poke that timeline is going to feel intensified and feel angered and feel very difficult for you, okay? So knowing that this is not really about your parents, okay, because from a very, very, very high perspective, your parents are playing a role that, you know, you could have set this up in your dream state, not remembering you had a soul engagement with them in dream state where you're doing your spiritual work, and ask them if they could give you this opportunity to clear and heal that timeline where you held abandonment. And so your friends also play an active part, because they're like, oh yeah, let's get together in person. And then you think, you know, this is no biggie. And you go to your parents' house, who generally hadn't had a problem with it before. But now, because you worked it out on a soul level in dream state, you go there and they're like, what are you, crazy? Get out of here. I don't want you here, because you could be contaminated and you can't stay here. And we want you to leave. And you're like, what, wait, what just happened? This doesn't make any sense. But that happens because you're experiencing something that your soul required in order for you to clear this out of your field. Okay. Now the situation here is that because these energies are so intensified, and because, as I now know, Monday is the 21st, and we're having these another huge wave of energy shift on the 21st. It's like you're being fast tracked. There's no more time for you to hold on to this and wait for it. So if you are going to continue to feel hurt by this, can feel angered by it, or feel resentment by it, or play into the whole abandonment timeline, then you just anchoring it back into your field and you're not allowing yourself to clear it. But if you could step into your higher 5D version of yourself and recognize that they showed up that way to give you an opportunity to clear something that you needed, because this is not about your parents. It's not about them being mean. It's not about anything to do with them. It's an opportunity for you to clear because you're the one that's holding on to this timeline. You need to clear it. Does that make sense?
Yes, but.
So you're in resistance, the word but?
I'm in resistance because I'm not because I don't want to or because I don't agree. I think it's because I don't really know what to do. It's like, I guess it means I don't really have to do anything, but just sit here and kind of like let it pass.
Right. Like, yes. Yes. And isn't that horrible that you have to do that? Isn't I'm playing with you right now.
Oh no, yeah, no, it's not because it actually is relieving. Like I don't really have to do anything.
You don't have to do anything. This is what I've been saying the whole class, right? There's nothing for us to do. We have to just acknowledge it. We have to feel it. And if you sit and you dwell in it, then you're anchoring it into your field and we don't want to do that. What we do is we say, wow, that was a really crappy, uncomfortable experience. And wow, look at that. I'm still holding on to that stupid timeline where I felt abandoned and I felt rejected. And I need to let that go. I need to let that go. And then just keep feeling it every time it comes up because it's going to come up again. It's going to hit the heart center. And every time you feel it and it hits the heart center and it's like, ugh. And you're like, oh yeah, it's that awful feeling again. Oh yeah, okay. Oh, look at that. It's gone already. Okay. And then the next time it comes up, it's going to be like, oh, here it comes. Oh, it's gone. And then it doesn't come back. Do you see?
Mm-hmm. Because I also noticed that doors were closing for me when I was trying to solve it a different way.
You can't.
No, like I tried to call my mom and say, Mom, you really hurt my feelings. Like that was so mean. I can't believe you. And she was like she was like, oh, it was just not working, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, because you're trying to solve it from the old 3D way. Can't do that anymore.
Mm-hmm. That's so helpful.
We can't do that anymore. Yeah. What we have to see is, and this goes back to all the last weeks of work that we've done, right? All the way back to April or May. We have to start to see that everything that shows up is not about the other person or the situation. It's about us. It's happening for us to help us. Okay. And I guarantee you that you're all doing work in dream state that you're not even aware that you're doing. You have no freaking clue that you're asking people to show up in your living reality to help you shift something because you just don't remember. You don't recognize that you're doing that. Okay. So when something happens, the best thing you could have done, I know it was an experience in the moment, but when you got in your car, you could have just sat there and laughed and gone like, really, did I have to have it that way? Did I have to do it that way? Did I have to experience it that way? Like, really, soul, come on, really, higher self, you know? When we start laughing at situations, we let them go faster. Right? Because when we recognize that all these experiences that we had, especially the experiences that we had when we were young, are the imprints that we're clearing now, okay? And those experiences that we had when we were younger shaped us so that we could do the work and step into our all now, okay? And those of us that are meant to be doing this work, healers, whatever, right? We're some of us with the deepest stuff going on in our reality, right? Does that make sense? I hope that makes sense.
Yeah, that is so helpful. Thank you. Yeah. So as far as like what it's like, as far as, you know, how people are treating others and it just doesn't really matter is what you're saying. Like
that's, it's really none of our business, right? What's our business is how we manage ourselves, how we govern ourselves. Okay. And again, this all ties back into unity and it ties back into judgment. If we're going to hold judgment of another, like let's say you're holding judgment of your mom for that being wrong. Okay. Then you're looking at her for doing that and saying, God, I would never do that. Right. That's why she's showing up as your mirror to trigger you, to anger you, going like, I would never do that. I'm so angry that you did that to me. I would never do that, right? But she's showing you, you're the mirror where you don't have the strength to stand up and do that. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everything that is happening for us. Has nothing to do with anybody else. It's not the other person. It's not the circumstance, the situation. It's what you need to do to step forward into your best self, right? Everything that presents is doing so to help us shift. Yes?
Yeah, it was a good learning moment. I mean, it was good learning in the time, but it's better now that you're giving me context.
Good. That's why we do these classes, right?
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good. Okay. Anybody? Joe?
Yeah, I have a thought to piggyback off of Allie. So in the case where she's seeing her reflection in her mom of her not never doing that, is she supposed to take that and say, okay, well, if I were never to do that, then I need to do that. Like, I need to stand up for myself like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So, you know, so part of this is also about, you know, so when we have stuff like that, that would be a conflict. And I just had this with somebody the other day who was also not standing in their power, right? Because this is where we're standing up for ourselves, being empowered beings, recognizing that every experience that we're having is the experience that we're choosing to have. There's nothing happening to us. Everything is happening for us so that we can shift, right? So like in your case, if you've been living under the context of this definition of how you should be based on your generational lineage, right, from family lineage, then that would be an expectation handed down to you that is not really resonating with you because it's not your truth. You do not feel it as your truth, right? So because you do not feel it as your truth, you've just exited that matrix. Okay, now the job for you would be to stand in your truth, regardless what your family lineage thinks.
Okay.
Do you have that? I do.
I had a similar experience as Allie did where my partner's brother and wife got really mad at us for hanging out with my father and brother outside without a mask and eating. And they got really upset to the point where they didn't want us at their house. They did have a baby, so I understand like that they're scared. But we were being very safe and yeah. When they attacked us like that, we felt super disrespected and like we're kind of in shock that they would attack us like that. But so trying to understand their perspective.
Well, part of this for you, and again, just like Allie's situation and so many others, is two dynamics happening here. So from and okay, this is not a judgment. I'm going to say this. And for those of you that take this in and struggle with what I'm going to say, close your eyes, breathe through it, because it's not a judgment. It's a timeline. It's a 5D timeline, okay? So from a higher timeline perspective, right? The higher timeline perspective, the 5D timeline perspective knows that the mask does nothing, right? The 5D mind, the 5D state of being knows that the mask knows what the mask is about. Okay, knows that the mask is part of a mind control program. There's a very extensive dynamic I don't want to go into in this class, okay, because that's not what this is about. So you have the people that are wanting to wear the mask because they're in fear of catching COVID, okay, that are still operating from a lower 3D timeline where the virus is real, fear is real, all of that is real. And then you have others who are not wearing a mask to commune in a safe way with each other and tuning into the higher vibrational state of being of those freedom codes. Do you understand? Activating those higher freedom codes that tunes into their sovereignty, that tunes into their autonomy, and are not tuning into the lower vibrational frequencies that the mask and the virus represent. That's all that is. So what's happening is that is actually showing you your alignment. It's mirroring to you where you're holding the higher timeline. So to be mad at them for being mad at you for not wearing a mask is pointless. Do you see that?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Does that help?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So all basically right. They're showing you that you're not aligned with them, and that's technically a good thing, right? Yes. Is that what you mean? Because yes. you don't want to be aligned with them. That would be bad.
Well, you don't want to be aligned with the lower timeline. That's why I keep pointing to what represents the higher timeline, so you guys all know. If you're hearing Christmas music in your head, even if you hate Christmas music, that's the 5D timeline, okay? If you're sitting daydreaming and all of a sudden you feel like, I'm in the middle of a snowstorm and I feel like I'm in the middle of March. What the heck is that about? Or I feel like I'm in the middle of May. It's snowing outside. What the heck is that about? You're on the 5D timeline. Do you see? The higher elevated timeline. The more we tune out of the distortion playing out, the more we tune out of the specifics of everything, I don't watch what's going on because I know how it's going to resolve. And I know that what is taking place is not my reality. My reality is the higher timeline. My reality is where there is unity. There is love. There's compassion. There's sharing. There's reciprocity. There's caring for each other. Does that make sense? Okay, so I'm always pointing to the higher timeline. It's not a judgment, has nothing to do with judgment because I don't hold judgment. When you get into a 5D state of being, you cannot create distortion. You can't, okay? Like I could not tell a lie if I wanted to tell a lie. I can't do it, doesn't happen. So I would never create distortion just to create distortion, or I would never create distortion just to be argumentative with somebody. It does not happen. When you hit the 5D timeline, you cannot do that. It just, you just can't. You'll see. It's a state of being. It's a state of consciousness. You just cannot do that. Okay. All right. Any other questions before we wrap this up? Anything? No, now's the time.
I actually have a quick question.
Okay, and then I'm going to go to Donna after you. So.
Okay. It's just, it's the dynamic of living with Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, who I feel like most days it's very harmonious, things go really well, and then out of nowhere, something will trigger them. An instance this morning, and I think I handled it pretty well. I managed to stay awake through the process, but this morning I put our comforter in the washer because that's normally what he does every other Wednesday. And I thought, well, I'll help him out. I'll put in the washer. It'll be great. It's one less thing for him to worry about. And then he came back from walking the dogs. And all of a sudden I hear these curse words coming out and I'm like, what happened? Did he fall or what's going on? So I went down there to check on him and he was mad that somebody had started the washer.
Okay.
And that I said, well, what's wrong? And he said, well, now I'm not going to have hot water for my shower because the washer's going. And so he was mad at me.
Okay.
Or mad at the situation. I don't think he was mad at me. He was mad at the situation. And so I was like.
So he was just using the situation. He was just using the situation to vent out whatever was going on with him internally.
Yeah.
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 So it really wasn't about you. It was about him not feeling fulfilled and probably feeling his own state of lack and not being able to take a hot shower that he wanted because he was in some state of victimhood mentality, right? Oh,
right.
Poor me. I'm not going to have hot water. So Yeah. So there's some other stuff going on there with him. So maybe that would be something separate you want to tackle outside of this.
Yeah. Okay. Because I think that I handled it pretty well. Like I was able to stay awake through that whole thing and just kind of like observe that and just kind of let it kind of dissipate on its own and move out. Mm-hmm. And he did move through it, but I do think that it has to, obviously it has to do with work.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah. All right. He's got some other things going on too. And then, you know, you're ascending with your work, with your spiritual work. Right. And I'm sure these energies are playing in where he's feeling that within himself. So there's some dynamics going on with him. But that's really what that was about, is him venting steam, venting off what he was feeling.
Okay, so just let him move through whatever he's got to move through.
You don't have to participate in it. If he's mad that you...
I don't want to.
...started the washer or whatever, just let him have his moment and recognize that it really has nothing to do with you.
All right, cool. Thank you.
Okay, all right. Welcome. Donna. Unmute. You have to unmute.
Hi. I'm just not sure what light language means.
Light language is, well, you know what? We have a light language expert. And although I speak it and I know it, I'm going to let Jill explain it. So, because that's what she does. So, so light language is a frequency transmission, right? It's spoken in frequency. You can't listen with your ears, with your head. You have to listen through your heart, okay? Because it's all on a frequency. It's an alchemical frequency, okay? And it's, we have a native tongue that is native to each of us, but then we also have tongues from all of the different galactics, all right? So Jill, why don't you come on for a second? Since Jill speaks fluent light language and makes amazing jewelry now, as she is transitioning her business and connects to light language. So give us your idea of light language. And then if you would be so kind, if you could just give us a little sample of light language so everybody knows what it is.
Okay. For me, if I have to keep it real short, because I have a feeling I can't go as in depth as I would like to.
Well, maybe we'll cover it another time, but it's already like 9:40.
Just give me a little piece.
A little piece. Okay. So light language is your soul's language. It's the original language. It can take a lower vibrational state. And as long as you open your heart to it and you're willing to take in the language and the codes and everything, you can shift almost immediately your lower vibrational state into a higher vibrational state. And when I say high, I mean you automatically shift into a peaceful state. You automatically shift into a state of joy, a state of just all those high vibrational frequencies that allow you to stay in those higher timelines that Maria talks about. And so it is a language that can be expressed in a multitude of different ways. I am a sound and vibration linguistic healer, so mine is mainly through speaking. Like even if me talking to you right now, if I were to focus on you through my voice, you would immediately start to feel those codes affecting your energy and you would like feel peaceful and calm. But it can also be expressed through art. It can be expressed through, like I do my jewelry and now I'm doing some other things. It can be expressed through movement and dance. And it just shifts your lower vibrational frequency to a higher vibrational frequency to allow you to heal emotionally, mentally, physically, and all your bodies. Does that help?
Yes.
Can it be expressed through the work that you do?
Give an example, Jill. Just speak a little light language, please. Just to get into her space.
Ashania haya kana ayabaladina yaya hanakaina aina aina aina. So how does that feel?
Like something brand new.
Did you feel a peace, a calm kind of wash over you? Did you feel, whoo, like in a deep, almost like a meditative state there for a second?
The words were beautiful.
So you, Donna, you were listening with your ears. You need to listen with your heart.
Mm-hmm.
So when you play this back, listen with your heart and not your ears. Okay. And then, then you'll be able to see what the difference is and really take it in.
Right. Because I was watching her.
Yes. Yes. But you have it on the recording. So yes. When this goes out, this will have this.
Thank you, Jill.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Jill. Appreciate it. All right. So I'm just going to answer this question real fast and then we're going to end the session because we're ready. Thank you, Jill. We're ready over. Okay. So Loretta's asking, how do you tap into it? You know what? You have an activation to it. Every single one of you can do it. Okay. It's just a matter of you allowing yourself to be playful, right? When I opened to it, it was because I was talking to my kitten at the time and it felt like gibberish and then I realized it was light language. So we all have that ability to open to light language. And that's why if you listen back to the recording, I talked to you earlier about just making some sounds and letting yourself tone. And the shower is the best place to do it because it just comes through. Okay, so just making some toning sounds. Some of you are already speaking light language. So, and those of you that are really connecting to this, that really are loving it, have the ability to open very quickly to it. Okay, so just let yourselves be open, a receiver, a conduit, and let whatever needs to come through in a moment come through. Some people speak it with hands. Some of you speak it with just your hands and are not speaking it yet. Some of you just toning. So, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's got something a little different. If I spoke light language, my light language is very different from Jill's light language. Everybody's is going to be just a little bit different. Okay. I know Robin speaks light language. Hers is going to be a little bit different. Yasmin speaks it with her hands in kind of a dance motion. So everybody's got a little something going on. We're all eventually going to open. All right, guys, I got to end this because I am fading. A lot of really good stuff tonight. Thank you so much. And
thank you.
I will send
thank
out
you.
The replay as soon as it's available. All right?
Thank you.
Good night. Thank you so much.
Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Love you all. Have a great
night. Thank you.
Bye.
Great class.